And in this way the two went once slowly round the windlass, when resolved at last no longer to retreat, bethinking him that he had now forborne as much as comported with his humor, the Lakeman paused on the hatches, and thus spoke to the officer.
"Mr. Radney, I will not obey you. Take that hammer away, or look to yourself."
But the predestinated mate, coming still closer to him, where the Lakeman stood fixed, now shook the heavy hammer within an inch of his teeth, meanwhile repeating a string of insufferable maledictions, retreating not the thousandth part of an inch, stabbing him in the eye with the unflinching poniard of his glance, Steelkilt, clenching his right hand behind him, and creepingly drawing it back, told his persecutor that if the hammer but grazed his cheek, he, Steelkilt, would murder him. But, gentlemen, the fool had been branded for the slaughter by the gods. Immediately the hammer touched his cheek, the next instant the lower jaw of the mate was stove in his head, he fell on the hatch, spouting blood like a whale. Ere the cry could go aft, Steelkilt was shaking one of the backstays leading far aloft, to where two of his comrades were standing their mastheads. They were both canallers.
"Canallers!" cried Don Pedro. "We have seen many whale-ships in our harbors, but never heard of your canallers. Pardon, who and what are they?"